Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jay Morgan, Jerry Hausner, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Parkey.
Oh, my. Business is sure to be quiet. Well, at least that just gives me a chance for to read that book what Miss Higgins, my night school teacher, has given me for Christmas. Gee, I love that book. Here it is, Little Stories for Little Minds. This is my favorite story. It's called Meow, Meow. Fluff is a little white cat. When I say good morning, Fluff, Fluff says meow, meow. Would you like some milk, Fluff? Meow, meow. Would you like to change the ball, Fluff? Meow, meow. Do you like to sit near the fire, Fluff? Meow, meow. That's something that's a pretty stupid conversation. I think I'll start another story over here. This one is called My Dog, Fido. Oh, this is a poem. I have a dog named Fido. He is a very smart pup. He will stand upon his hind legs if you hold his front legs up. Sure is a smart dog. Ah, well, reading that book is done gone for to make no money for me. I sure would like to see some customers come in here. Oh, here's Betty Oates. Hello, Betty.
Hiya, Parkey.
Hi.
Say, Parkey, do you know anybody down at City Hall?
City Hall?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. Why, Betty?
Well, the City Hall employees are going to have a banquet for 600 people. I just read it in the paper here. Listen to this.
Yes?
600 City Hall employees to hold banquet.
Mm-hmm.
It was announced today that the annual banquet for City Hall employees would be held on February the 10th.
600 people? Boy, would I love for to get that banquet. I sure could use that business. Let me for to see that paper, Betty. The banquet committee will be headed by Mr. Harold Carlin. When Mr. Carlin was interviewed yesterday, he said, please turn over. Please turn over.
Parkey, that means turn the page.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Here it is right here. Mother and child are doing well. The baby... What is it?
Parkey, you got the wrong story. There it is.
Oh, yes, yes. Mr. Carlin says we want the banquet this year to be the best we've ever had and one that will be remembered for years. The place where the banquet will be held has not yet been decided upon, but we have several restaurants under consideration and we'll make a choice very shortly.
Now, you see, it says they haven't decided where they're going to hold the banquet yet, Parkey.
Yeah.
And so I thought there might be a chance for us.
Huh?
Now, do you have any friends at City Hall?
Betty, the only one I know at City Hall is the man who takes the money for the parking tickets. And believe me, he is no friend. Yeah, Betty, you couldn't get a banquet like that unless what you got connections, you know?
Yes, I'm afraid you're right,
yeah,
Parkey.
Sure.
You just got to have connections.
Yeah, especially with those politicians, Betty. You know how it is with them. They don't even kiss their own babies unless it's an election year.
Yes, Parkey, politics is a strange business, all right.
Sure is. You know, Betty, when I was 1 year old, everybody thought that I was going for to grow up to be a great politician.
Well, gee, how could they tell?
Because I used to talk for hours and nobody could understand what I was saying. And besides, I was so changeable. You see?
Gee, Parkey, if we could only find somebody who knows Mr. Carlin. You know, someone who has some pull. Then we might be able to land this banquet. Oh, but I suppose we'll never get it. We just have no connections.
Well, now, look, baby, connections are not connections. If I don't get this banquet, I'm going to have Mr. Carlin investigated for being a communist. And I got proof, too.
You have proof that Mr. Carlin's a communist?
Yes, last week I heard somebody say that he was well-read. Oh, here comes Mr. Miller, the policeman. Say, he should be able for to help us. I'll go on over and see him. Hello, Officer Miller. Come right in.
Oh, hello, Mr. Parkey.
Hello, hello.
Well, I'm here on my annual visit.
Yes.
Want to sell you a couple of tickets again for the policeman's ball.
Yes, yes. Okay, I'll take them, but I'm not going to go this year.
Oh, you're not?
No, sir. Last year I went, I danced every dance, and did I have a terrible time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, those policemen is the worst dancers I ever did. I'll just be kidding, you know. Say, Officer Miller, maybe you could do me a big favor.
Well, I'm glad to do anything I can.
I mean, you're a policeman. You must have some influence down at City Hall there. You know, there's a man down there by the name Harold Carlin. That's the chairman of the City Hall Employees Committee, you know. They're going for to have a banquet for 600 people, and they didn't decide yet on what restaurant for to hold it. And if I could only find somebody where he knows Mr. Carlin.
Well, I got just a man for you.
You have?
Yeah, my brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law? Does he know Mr. Carlin?
Does he know him?
Yeah.
He's only his chief.
Your brother-in-law's Mr. Carlin's chief.
Well, he's not exactly his chief, but he's his chief secretary.
Oh, his chief secretary.
Well, not exactly his chief secretary, no. Yeah. But he works right in his chief secretary's office.
Oh.
That is, not right in the office, but he has a desk right outside the door.
Oh, right outside the door?
Well, not right outside the door, no, but his desk is on the same floor.
Yes?
Well, that is not exactly right on the same floor, but it's two floors below.
Two floors below?
Well, not exactly two floors below, no, but he's on the sidewalk right out in front of City Hall. Well, that is, he's not exactly right out in front of City Hall, but he's down the street a little way, see?
Down the street a little way? Well, what is he doing with a desk on the street?
Well, it's not exactly a desk.
It ain't?
No, it's a broom, and he's leaning on it.
Oh?
You see, he's a street cleaner.
A street cleaner?
Yeah. Oh, and say, incidentally, the street cleaners are having a ball, too, and I just happen to have two tickets with me.
Yeah.
Hey, I want
to... Oh, for heaven's sake, what?
I feel so lazy today, I think I'll take a siesta. But I'm too tired for that, so I do it mañana, I think. The faucet, she is dripping, and the fence, she's broken down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town. My brother isn't working, and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor so I can't go anywhere. Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me. My mother's always working, she's working very hard. And every time she looks for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy, and maybe she is right. I'll go to work mañana, but I gotta sleep tonight. Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me. But I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double. It was only for a lend. But he said a little later, the horse, she was so slow. Why he gave the horse my money is something I don't know. Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me. My brother took his suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make the chili pots. Then I burned the house down, the chili was too hot. Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me. And the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking through my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day. Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me. Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me. Hola!
That was Betty Rose, our lovely Victor Recording star, singing Mañana. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. Listen to this word, polio. A frightening word, because today in hospitals everywhere, little victims of the 1946 polio epidemics are still struggling to walk and to play again. Infantile paralysis is increasing. 80,000 victims in the last 5 years. To treat these victims, to prevent tragic crippling, takes more money than ever before. Fathers and mothers, it's something you've got to afford to protect your children. Every needy polio victim gets help from the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, but only if you join the March of Dimes. Treatment costs are rising, and the need is urgent. However, the future looks bright for most little victims of infantile paralysis can walk again if they get proper treatment. Most of these victims depend upon the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis to make that treatment available. And the National Foundation depends on you, on your support of the March of Dimes. Polio will continue to cripple little children until this virus is conquered. So do your part by joining the March of Dimes today. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters. Give generously. Join the March of Dimes.
Well, Parky, have you found anyone who has any connections down at City Hall?
No, I didn't, Betty.
Well, look, Parky, why don't you write a letter to your congressman? After all, you're a taxpayer.
You bet I'm a taxpayer, and a delinquent one, too.
Oh, Parky, here comes your little lady friend from the sewing circle. Hey, maybe she has some connections.
Oh, yes, yeah. She has got plenty of connections, but they're all loose connections. Come right in, lady. Come right. Glad to see you. You look very well today.
Oh, thank you, but yes. I'm really awfully tired.
You are?
You see, all morning long, I've been out in my garden planting bulbs.
Oh, planting bulbs? What kind of bulbs you plant?
Oh, all kinds.
Yes.
40 watt, 50 watt, 60 watt.
You plant 60 watt bulbs? What comes up?
The superintendent. He thinks I'm crazy.
I wonder what gives him that idea.
And all I'm doing is following my doctor's orders.
Doctor's orders? The doctor told you to plant electric bulbs?
Yes, he wants me to do some light gardening. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yes. It's very nice, except, of course, you've got to be careful. You might blow a fuchsia, you see. Say, incidentally, lady, are you would happen for to know anybody with down at City Hall? You see, they're going to have a banquet for 600 people. I would like to have it here, you know. You know how it is with us politicians, though. You've got to have connections, you see.
Well, I don't know any local politicians, but
yes.
Don't forget, I'm a very good friend of the president.
The president?
Yes, and I'd be very happy to write a letter for you, and I'm sure that with the president's influence, something can be worked out.
Oh, my, I sure would appreciate that very much if you could do something. So, are you sure what you know, the president?
Of course I'm sure.
Yes?
One of my dearest friends is President McKinley.
President McKinley?
Yes.
I guess you didn't see the evening papers. President McKinley is dead.
Dead?
Yes.
She is not.
She is not?
Yes. Sophie McKinley is very much alive.
Sophie McKinley? Who is Sophie McKinley?
Why, she's the president of our sewing circle. And she knows how to stand up for her rights, too.
She does, eh?
You bet she does. Mm-hmm. She knows how to handle all those politicians down at the City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Why, only last week she didn't like something they did down there, and she wrote them a pretty strong letter.
She did? What happened?
They ignored it. Isn't she clever?
Yes, I would say that she's very clever, yes.
But look, Mr. Parker Cargus, don't you worry about those City Hall people holding their banquets here.
Hmm?
If you want banquet business, I can get you plenty of it.
You could?
Oh, heavens, yes. Our sewing circle is always giving affairs.
Mm-hmm.
We give parties like mad.
Like mad? Well, I could understand that, yes.
Next week alone, we're having three parties.
Oh, my.
On Monday night, we're having a big party for Mrs. James Krause.
Mm-hmm.
And on Wednesday night, we're having a party for Mrs. Frank Atwood.
Yeah, who's the third party for?
Henry Wallace. Good day.
Well, she sure couldn't help me very much, but she means all right. She's always in there pitching, but she throws screwballs. Oh, yes, sir. Could I help you?
I'm just on my way out. I've been looking over your kitchen. Yes. Everything's fine.
Yes.
I'm the city inspector.
Oh, yes, and I didn't recognize you. Hi, Inspector. Didn't see you for a whole year.
That's right.
Yeah. Say, wait a minute. City inspector. You're from City Hall, don't you?
Yes, I am.
Say, would you happen for to know a man down there by the name Harold Collins?
Well, sure. I know Harold very well.
You do? Then you could help me. You know the banquet for 600 people where the city employees is going for to have?
Yeah.
Well, I thought if I could get somebody for to speak to Mr. Collins, maybe they would have the banquet here.
Well, yeah, but that ain't the way they do things down at the City Hall.
No?
I mean, why bother with Mr. Carlin? Why don't you go right to the top and speak to the boss?
The boss? How could I speak to the boss? I don't know him. And you see, I don't get no connection.
Well, I know him. He's my pal. He is? I went to school with him.
Oh.
Would you like me to put in a good word for you?
Would I? Oh, my. You don't know how much I would appreciate me that.
Okay, hand me the phone.
Sure, go ahead. Sure easy when you got connections.
Yeah. Hello, is this the grain market?
Yes.
Who's this? Oh, how are you, General?
General?
How you feeling? No. Well, the same out here. Everybody's sick. I had it myself, you know.
Look,
yeah, I was sitting in the office. Mary called up and said, we're going out for dinner. And I said, I don't know, Mary. I don't feel so good.
Well, look, well, what about the boss?
Oh, quiet. So I went home. First thing you know, my temperature was 103.
Mine is 104. Where is the boss?
General, is the boss there?
Yes.
Oh, he did?
He did what?
Gee, I thought he was going there, but I took a chance and called Chicago instead.
Oh, my.
No. No trouble at all. I can phone him there.
You could?
Goodbye, General. He ain't there.
So I heard.
But I know where I can get him.
Yeah. Look, I was just thinking.
Hello, operator. Give me long distance.
Look.
Long distance, I'm calling Nome, Alaska.
Nome, Alaska.
I want Igloo 3894. We'll have him in a minute. They're thawing out the line now.
Yes, I know, but...
Hello, Ethel?
Ethel?
How are you, kid? Guess who this is?
Guess.
No, I'm not going to tell you. You'll have to guess.
No, no, tell her. Look.
This is Tom.
Yes.
Yeah, Tom.
Tom.
Where am I? I'm way down here in California. How are you, Ethel? No. Not you, too. Same thing down here. Everybody's had it. I was sitting in the office. Mary called up and said...
Well, he had 103. Look. Ask her where the boss is, will you?
Gee, I never met such an impatient guy like you.
Impatient?
Say, Ethel, is the boss there? Swell. Put him on, will you, kid?
Oh, yeah.
He's there.
Well, bless his little heart.
Quiet, here he is.
Yes.
Hello, boss. This is Tom. Tom Elliott.
Yes.
You remember me? I went to school with you 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Don't you remember that short, freckle-faced, red-headed kid?
Oh, my.
Look, boss, remember years ago we walked home from school one day and you put your arm around my shoulder? Oh, I must have been 8 years old and you were 9. And you said to me, Tommy, if you ever need a favor, just call on me. Well, boss, I'm calling on you now.
Oh,
I'd like to have you call up Harold Carlin down at City Hall here,
yes,
and ask him to have the banquet for the 600 employees,
yes,
at Park Your Carcass's restaurant.
That's right, yes.
Uh-huh.
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 Yes, yes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Gee, thanks very much. He's going to call up Mr. Carlin?
You want to hear a funny one?
Yes.
Boss says he's sorry, but he can't do a thing for you.
I know.
But he says you shouldn't have any trouble at all getting the banquet.
I shouldn't?
No, he said all you got to do,
yes,
is find someone who has connections.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Short Orders playing Somebody Loves Me. We'll be back with Pocky in just a moment. For the past 2 weeks, Pocky Carcass has asked me to talk to the boys and girls of America and explain that the Crusade for Children soon will be spreading across our nation like a tide of mercy. It's a crusade by children for children. Thousands of children throughout America have written to the United Nations at Lake Success, New York, saying that they want to join the crusade. We're mighty proud that so many of you already have written, and we hope that all the rest of you will write the United Nations saying that you too will join. It won't be long now before boys and girls all over America will visit every home and every place of business, crusading for other little boys and girls who are cold and hungry. These are the children for whom you'll be crusading. It's within the power of every American child to save the life of another child overseas. Use that power, boys and girls, and start by sending a postal card to the Crusade for Children, United Nations, Lake Success, New York. Just say that you'll join the Crusade for Children. One other thing, be sure your school does its part when the crusade starts. Talk to your teachers about this, and talk to your parents, too, because every one of us will have to help all we can.
Oh, my. If I could only get that banquet for 600 dinners, I could make at least a dollar profit on every dinner. 600 times a dollar, that's $6,000. Boy, I sure could use that money, too. Oh, you've got to have connections, though.
Well, well, I... well, thank my old friend, Mr. Pocky Carcass. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct. Say, I didn't see you around for a couple, two, 3 days. Where you been?
Oh, you know, just taking it easy.
Yes.
Home, just sleeping, loafing, doing nothing.
Uh-huh. Say, speaking of sleeping and loafing and doing nothing, would you know anybody what works down at City Hall?
City Hall, eh?
Yes.
Well, you know, I happen to be very well acquainted with some members of the police department down there.
Yes.
But I ain't talking to them.
You're not talking to them? What happened?
Oh, nothing.
No?
Just ain't talking, that's all.
Oh.
What do you think I am, a stool pigeon?
No, look, Mr. Sharp, what I mean, I'm trying for to find somebody what he knows Mr. Harold Collin down in City Hall, you see?
Oh, yeah.
The City Hall employees is going for to have a banquet for 600 people. I thought if I could have somebody with some connections, you see.
Well, brother, now you happen to be a very fortunate man.
I am fortunate?
Oh, yeah. What see, I am just the one who can put you in touch with Mr. Collin.
You could?
Mm-hmm. I just started a new business called the Positive and Negative Introductory Service.
The Positive and Negative Introductory Service? What is that?
I put you in touch with people.
Oh?
Yeah, you see, you take the positive and the negative.
Yes.
You put them together, and that's how you make connections.
So you got a business where you make connections with people, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes. Put you in touch with all the big shots.
Good.
You know, all the politicians.
Yes.
All the big financiers.
Yes.
Big capital tap the tillers.
Capital tap the tillers?
Oh, yeah. See, I know all them guys, all them Philip Slopteris.
Philip Slopteris? What in the world is that?
What's that?
Yes.
Why, those are all the fancy people in the higher income bracelets.
The higher income bracelets?
Yeah. Were you ever in them bracelets?
Now, how do you get in the bracelets?
Just don't pay your income taxes. Now, if you subscribe to my service, not only do I give you the names of all these big people, see?
Yes.
I also give you the addresses and the telephone numbers. I can put you in touch with anybody.
Oh, my.
Let me give you an eggs and apple.
Yes, go ahead. Give me an eggs and apple. Yes.
See, there's a fella. He came into my office. This was only a fortnight ago.
A fortnight?
Yeah, the day before yesterday. And he wanted to get in touch with the governor of California, see?
Yes.
But he didn't know where he was. See?
Yes.
So what do I do?
What?
I put my connections to White.
Yes.
I find out that the governor is up in the state capital of California.
Very clever. Mm-hmm. He's in the state capital?
Uh-huh, yes. They're up there in Sacroiliac.
The state capital of California is Sacroiliac?
Sure. Sure, that's the backbone of the state. Tell me, have you ever been up there in Sacroiliac?
Oh, yes, mighty pretty country up there on Sacroiliac, yes.
Don't you love them, all them beautiful spine trees?
Spine trees?
Yeah.
I guess that's why they call it the lumbar region, huh?
You see, my service tells you how to get in touch with all them big gangs.
It does, huh?
Yeah.
See, maybe I should take your service. How much does it cost?
Well, I can let you have our complete and strictly confidential service for only $5 of them well-known dollars.
Only $5?
That's all.
Well, this doesn't sound like much if you give me complete confidential service, but it tells me all the names and addresses and telephone numbers of all the people.
Why, I'll say it ain't. Yes. You know, brother, I ain't making a cent on you.
You're not?
No. That $5 just covers the cost of making a living. That's all.
Well, I thank you very much, Mr. Sharp, and here's your $5.
Well, thank you. Yes. Thank you. And here is your confidential service, all in this big book here.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. What is this confidential service? You just sold me a Los Angeles telephone book.
That's right.
Yeah? What's so confidential about the telephone book?
The telephone company don't know I'm selling them.
That dirty crook. I'm supposed to be his friend. He charges me $5 for a telephone book, and I bought one only last week from a total stranger for only $3. But in a way, he's right. You know, that book does contain all the names and addresses and telephone numbers of all the big people. I wonder if by any chance Mr. Collins' name would be in that book. Just for the fun of it, let me look it up here. Oh, here it is. Harold Collin, Evergreen 39261. Wonder if I should call him up and tell him to have the banquet in my restaurant. Nah, how could I call him up and tell him that I must be crazy? Well, why am I crazy? That's a fine thing to say. You know something? Just for the heck of it, I'm going for to call him up. The most what he could do is hang up on me. I'm going to call him up right now. They're ringing him. Wonder what I should say to him. What am I worrying about? He won't even answer the phone anyways. Oh, hello. Say, is Mr. Harold Collin there? Speaking? This is the Park Yukakis. Yeah, Park Yukakis. I got a restaurant here, Parky's Restaurant. Oh, you did hear about it? Well, look, Mr. Collin, I'm reading the papers, but you're going for to have a banquet for 600 people at the City Hall, and you didn't decide yet where you're going to have it. If you have the banquet at my restaurant, I'll give you the best dinner which you never had in your whole life. I'll only charge you $2 a plate. Wait a minute, I couldn't hear you very well. You sounded like you said you will. You will? Look, you don't be just kidding me, do you? Oh, my, that's the best news what I never heard in my whole life. Thanks a million, Mr. Collin. Goodbye. Daddy.
What is it, Parky? You sound so excited.
I am excited. You know, we were going for to have the City Hall dinner here, you know. I just spoke to Mr. Collin on the telephone. He told me he'll be glad for to have me cater. Don't that be great?
Oh, that's wonderful, Parky. But how in the world were you ever able to get through to Mr. Collin?
Betty, in case you don't know it, you are talking to a man who happens to have connections.
Be sure to listen to further adventures of Pocket Parkins. Doc Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. The Jim Backus Comedy Show follows in just a moment.